Ian keeps getting bigger and stronger. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In the past 3 hours, it's gone from a Category 3 hurricane to almost a Cat 5. Ian sustains winds have skyrocketed from 120 miles an hour to 155.
Here's what we know. Devastating storm surge, rain, wind will impact the west coast of Florida and well inland.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says hurricane warnings stretch up to Orlando. Ian is forecast to hit Florida sometime this afternoon, someplace between Sarasota and Fort Myers Beach, where Fox Weather's Robert Ray is.
The big issue here is the storm surge. Where I'm standing right now, here later this morning, expected potentially 8 to 12 feet of storm surge. We need to get out of here at some point, and we're monitoring that.
More than 2 million people under evacuation orders along the Gulf Coast.
It's the first time. Never this situation for the family.
And she is in Polk County. Ian will dump more than a foot of rain in some areas. Could spawn tornadoes. It already did last night, flipping small planes over at an airport in Broward County. North Korea has done it again, firing yet another missile test, on pace for a record number this year. That according to South Korea, where Vice President Harris will visit tomorrow. Today, she went to a U.S. Navy base in Japan focused on China.
China used Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taiwan as a pretext for an unprecedented show of military force.
Russia got its way in four regions of Ukraine taken over during the invasion and referendum voting the U.S. called a sham. More than 90% of people approve becoming part of Russia, where protests continue over leader Vladimir Putin calling up reserve soldiers. Fox's Trey Yingst.
Reports indicate more than 250,000 men have fled in recent days to avoid getting sent to fight.
We, like many others, fear that against our will, they could draft us to go and kill peaceful people in another country, in Ukraine.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another Capitol rioter is in prison. Kyle Young from Iowa got a 7-year sentence for storming the Capitol January 6th last year, and he's already pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer. Young apologized to that officer in court. They're trying to keep the government funded in Congress.
Both sides of the aisle want to prevent a government shutdown that no one wants.
Then is Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell before a procedural vote last night to move the bill forward.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin pulled a provision to speed up approval of energy projects from a short-term spending bill. Manchin's proposal, agreed to by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, faced opposition from members of both parties and threatened to stall the stopgap funding bill needed to avoid a government shutdown Friday night. The spending bill extends current government funding into the middle of December. Schumer says he will continue to try to pass permitting reform by the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly the day after the Dow dropped into a new low for the year, losing 125 points. But the NASDAQ rose 26. In baseball, two teams clinched division titles, the St. Louis Cardinals with a win over Milwaukee, and the New York Yankees, who still have a slugger-chasing history.
Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit home run number 60 a week ago and has been stuck there since, one homer short of Roger Maris's American League record. Part of the reason is teams have been pitching around Judge, and that was certainly the case Tuesday against Toronto. No homers, but four walks for Judge in New York's 5-2 win. With the victory, the Yankees clinched the AL East title. their 20th division title in franchise history.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. New York's other team, the Mets, lost. The Atlanta Braves won. They're now tied for first in the National League East race. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.